This is Wine and Dine in LA with Anoush, where I talk about wine in a fun and approachable way and bring you all insights of the world of wine.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Wine and Dine in LA with Anoush, where I bring you interesting and exciting stories in wine and food industry. I hope you all had a wonderful Friday, a wonderful week, and Friday is the last day of the working day. You are unwinding, have a glass of wine, and ready to hear this delicious story. Today's guest is for sure going to get you excited to make something delicious over the weekend, or maybe actually go and visit them too. So who knows? My guest today is Ani Daftan. She's the owner of Virtus Kitchen. Hi, Ani. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Anoush. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited.
So am I. I'm looking forward to share your story, your family story, with our listeners. It's such an inspiring story, and your food is so delicious. So I want everybody to get as much excited as I am about trying your food. But before we go into the food details, I would love for you to share your family story. Where are you from, and how that has influenced later on in your cooking and in your business? But let's start from the roots. Where are you from?
Yes, absolutely. First, I want to say thank you so much. It does mean a lot that you enjoy the food and everything. And I do come from a background of food, a lot of home cooking, home baking. So I'm born and raised here in LA, Los Angeles. I was born in Woodland Hills. My mom and dad, they were both born in Armenia, in Yerevan, and so were my grandparents, all four of my grandparents. They came, obviously, during different times here to L.A. So my mom came to America when she was 14, and so did my dad. They're about 8 years apart. And then they, you know, they grew up here. They went to college here, got married, had me. And I went to a few different schools where I ended up in college, university. I studied at CSUN, so California State University of Northridge. Actually, what I didn't go to culinary school. So everything
I was going to ask, what was your major?
Yeah, I studied apparel design and merchandising. So it's kind of like fashion marketing, easier way to put it. And I actually started university with business management. I ended up changing my major. So, and then now I'm doing business. But it still did help me a lot. I went to school for 4 years. After that, you can kind of say, I took time off. I didn't really dive into that career. I ended up just doing a few jobs here and there, customer service related jobs. And then it was when I went to Armenia, right after I graduated college, actually, that was my very first time going to Armenia. I went with my grandma, whose name is Vertaim, which I know we'll talk about later. And yeah, she took me to my first trip. We met some family who lives there currently. And that's kind of where everything started. That's where my inspiration started, the idea and everything.
How long it has been for your grandma that she haven't been to Armenia to go back and share that experience with you?
Yeah, I believe, so when we got there, I believe it was 35, 40 years she hadn't been back.
Oh.
I think 35, and we went in 2018. So that was the first time that she saw some family. So she's the youngest of all her siblings who are not here today, but she did get to see, like, their children, so basically her nieces, her nephews, her friends that she grew up with, which I ended up getting close with their grandkids. We were there for a month, so you can imagine I ended up becoming really close with these people, and I still remember it like yesterday.
What an amazing experience, and I can imagine how how your grandma felt after not being in Armenia for so long, and then take her granddaughter. I just got the chills, like just thinking about it. What a special, trip. Which part of Armenia did you travel?
We just went and stayed in Yerevan, just stayed in the city. We drove like to Aragat, and then we didn't go too far. We just kind of stayed in the city where family was and went to local places like Vernissage, saw different shows. They had like theater mm-hmm. shows. I didn't travel too far, didn't go to Artsakh or anything. Just kind of stayed with the family. We have one family, they stay at a village. I don't remember what the village was called, but that was kind of far. We stayed with them for like 2 days just to see how that life was. They grow everything mm-hmm. in their backyards, and I'm not used to that. Like, you know, you go to the store, you buy everything. So it was a cool experience. I recorded my grandma's reaction to every time when she was seeing, and it brought tears to like everybody's eyes. So it was so cool.
I guess I'm trying to figure out what inspired you, because being in LA, it's kind of like being in Armenia. You know, you have every Armenian food here. You have pretty much everything, even stuff that comes from Armenia. But you said that, you know, your inspiration to go into the cooking came in Armenia. What was that moment, and what did you eat, or what was the setting? Do you remember that you said, okay, this is what I'm going to do when I get back home?
Yeah, I mean, it's all connected, and I do remember the exact moment, like that spark where I realized this is what I want to do, and it's connected with my grandma. So from a very young age, me and my cousins, we always kind of grew up learning everything from my grandma. She cooks and bakes anything like Armenian or Middle Eastern desserts, different kinds of foods. She knows how to make it all. So growing up, we learned with her, and I really enjoyed it. It wasn't like we were forced or anything. It was really fun, and it wasn't just about like, okay, like one cup of this, and you would actually learn like what, when you eat this food or when it's appropriate and different things like that. So I grew up with that. I already had a little bit of the background, and I always did appreciate going to restaurants and cafes, and didn't even have to be about the food. I'm very big on experience. So when I was in Armenia, I was with her. So we were at her best friend's house, and the best friend, you know, they cook everything at home. It's not like they go out or anything. There was one dish, I believe it was chikufta, and so she specifically wanted my grandma to like show her how to make it, and they made it. We went to their house and we made it at their house, you know. So that was one of the moments. There was a few other moments where I just realized that, like, my grandma knows and does all these recipes. I want to take what I know, like, with my knowledge to this day, and I know about experience, and side by side, I want to work with her, create recipes, bring in, like, some of the culture and the food that we eat, whether ourselves are at home or in Armenia, and I don't know, kind of bring my own twist to it. However, I find that that's how we started doing catering. Obviously, we didn't open up a restaurant right away. Actually, my first idea was to do a food truck, which I realized shortly after I didn't want it to be like a fast pace. I did want an experience. So that's catering. We did a few events. We would set up like tables at people's houses, food, like small finger foods. And I just wanted to see where it would go. And that's how we started. That's essentially the start and how we started.
Let's, I can't wait to hear about how more details about how you started and what are you doing currently. But let's talk about the name, which kind of like your story already brought us closer to knowing why the name is Virtuos. But why don't you share with us the name, the story of the name?
Yeah, sort of simple, kind of silly. My grandma's name, her full name is Vertaim, and for short, people call her Verto, or like us grandkids will be like Verto Tatik. That's what we'll say. But most people know her as Verto. Like we'll go to Verto's house or my grandparents' house, and so calling it Verto's kitchen. That's the thing. Like, it's not about me. It's about this all started because of my grandma, because of her cooking, how inspired I am from her. So essentially, it started as Verto's Kitchen because it's all her cooking. It's all her recipes. And this is her kitchen, you know, it's coming from her kitchen. When you hear that name and when you know it's from a grandma, you can imagine like a grandma in a kitchen. That was the idea. But essentially, because now since we are doing a few different things, I did contemplate whether do we change the name, is it, but I decided that the whole purpose of the business, the story, is that it's inspired from my grandma. It's her name, it's her kitchen, and whether the recipes or cookings are from her or not, you know, the whole inspiration is from her.
I think it's a beautiful name. I love the story. I love the sentiment behind it. And I hope you don't change it, because it is like when you tell for pretty much maybe a lot of cultures, but for the Armenians, you know, when we think about grandma's cooking, it's such a much warmer feeling you get rather than, you know, just have some sort of other name or, you know, other story, which is fine too. But when you say, oh, this is called Virtuos because of the grandma inspired, it's beautiful, wonderful name. And it sounds great in English too. It's easy to pronounce. So it's not something like, you know, would be something hard to pronounce. So it's pretty cool. And the story is amazing.
Thank you.
What was in Armenia, something in Armenia that, you know, growing up here, that you ate as an Armenian dish. Do you remember something like that, to go there and see being different? Did you have any of those experiences that you can think of? Or something that you ate that you haven't had it here, like something Armenian that you had there, like a fruit or a berry?
The thing is, I wouldn't say there was a specific food I had that I haven't had here, given that my grandma can pretty much make or cook anything. I did have that luxury, that advantage. You know, if I want it, I go to her. I don't look for a restaurant. But I will say everything is a little bit more heightened there. So you had a peach or apricot. I think it was the peach from the tree. And it's just that much more delicious. They dry their own, I don't know if that's the correct term, but they, like dried fruit that they make themselves in their backyard, just tastes that much more rich. We do like charcuterie boards, and we try to find those dried fruits and try to find the taste and flavors. And now there's definitely ways we can have it imported from Armenia, but just comparing the taste, it's just not the same. And it's not bad, but when you go there and when you have something as simple as like that juicy fruit, the color is so rich. Or just certain recipes, you can tell it's very fresh because it's grown in their backyard or in like the local market. I'm not good with the names of the dishes, but there's like something as simple like with the egg and then the peas. I don't want to completely butcher it, but it just tastes so good. I don't know if it's from the eggs or the greens.
Yeah, the cooking is seasonal in Armenia, right?
Yeah.
I mean, because now more than before, they have they can bring some vegetable and fruits from other countries, but before, you know, growing up there myself, for us, the greens and herbs, you could eat only in the spring. They were not available in the winter. In winter, you eat all the canned food. So when the season would come, And they would be fresh out of the ground after that snow, after that weather, these delicious herbs and greens would sprout, and they taste the best. I mean, I have not tasted or smelled, just like you said, any of the herbs, even parsley or cilantro, you know, something that grows so much. It's like the taste there is absolutely different, and it is seasonal. So, yeah, just simple eggs and peas that you can make here versus there. Not saying that it's not going to be delicious here, but just last year is gone because of the COVID. So the year before, I went to Arta first time, even though I lived in Armenia. We were coming back and I was tired, but so I was sitting and seeing these women on the side of the road, and they have this bright orange fruit. And I was, I think, still with my mind in L.A., and we're driving, and I'm thinking, wow, they're selling oranges. And then I realized, I'm like, no, they don't sell oranges here. This is not L.A. This is another fruit. And I realized they were peaches. So I asked my driver to stop because I haven't tasted the peaches yet in Armenia. And just as I came out of the car, these grandmas that were sitting there with their mountains of the peaches, I could smell it from the far. Wow. They were like heaven. I mean, my senses of smell are strong because of my profession. So, but it's like it was the aroma was beautiful. And I just couldn't wait. I bit, and I have a picture that I bit one peach, and inside it's like bright orange, and it smells like your whole face, your hands smell like with a peachy perfume. I think it's the best experience ever. And just to go and eat for the summer or for the spring is totally worth the trip. Anijan, thank you so much for sharing this beautiful story of your grandma and your trip to Armenia and your inspiration to come back and start the business. When we get back from our short break, I would love for you to share what you do. So you came back and started catering, what you currently do, and what are your goals? You know, what are your plans for the future? So we'll just take a quick break, and then we'll be back with more.
Okay, can't wait.